that throwed him through the crown of a Panama hat. So that's kind of the way with Johnny. The fingers are forked.
Where was you? Was you at that morning, that Sunday morning when Ari said that? But
Duke Mountain.
Is that where that was? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. About playing a hymn.
But me and Bert Dodger like died right there in the grass.
Oh, you and Bert always played. There was one that you.
Well, we went down. You know, it's supposed to be all gospel. Well, we went down. We twinned Amazing Grace and Whispering Hope. You know, we done a nice job twin fiddling them two tunes. I come on behind his bill of his cap sitting over on the side. He'd been drunk all night. He got out there and he looked all over the crowd just like a possum. Well, he says, for my gospel numbers, I'll do Sally Gooden and Shortening in the Bread.
It'll never be, man, he'll make six of them. He died, he'd have to make six to replace him.
Oh, my.
Boy, and he told me about playing down at Charleston that time. I thought I'd die laughing.
What's that?
Said him and his boys, you know, his band, was down at Charleston. Said they're down at Charleston. Said we went in a place to have a beer and said, went in there and said, this man run over to me and says, Mr. Mullins, do you fellas have your instruments? And I said, yes. Well, he said, I'll tell you what I'll do. He said, I'll give you $300 to play 30 minutes for me. He said we started in and said, maybe I had displayed Shortening in the Bread. And he said, the law come in and told that man, you're shut down for the night. Have you paid Mr. Mullins? No, I've not paid him. Well, we'll get you stuff over there and pay him. This place is closed. He said he paid me. He said, we went on across on the other side of town. He said, we stopped in. Get another beer. And, gosh, he said, that guy asked me, he said, Mr. Mullins, could I get you to entertain here a while? He said, I'll give you $300 for 30 minutes. And he said, we started in, just played a tune or two, and he said, here come them big son of a guns, and closed him down. And he said, we got our money, though. And said, we started on up Elk River, and said, we stopped in at this place, and I said, boys, I'm ready to go home. Let's stop and get us one more beer, and then we'll go on to Clay. Said, we stopped in at this place, and said, the man said, oh, Mr. Mullen, are we glad to see you? He said, would there be any chance of getting you to play here for us for about 30 minutes? Says, I'll give you $300. And he said, we just got started to play, and he said, the law come in and closed him down and said he just got his license back 2 weeks ago. That was $900 they made that day. But the best of it was when he run up that grease. Did you ever hear about him running up that grease rack down on Elk River? He was coming from Charleston, a bunch of them, and I was pretty well drunk. And there was a slip in the road down there. In a curve, and they changed the road and went down like this and made it like this. This old boy, he hooked onto the bank of the road, run his car out, made him a grease rack for that detour they made down there. He made him a grease rack, you know. Right out down the field, and I come to this detour coming around here, and instead of coming on around the detour, he run up the mountain. Off at the other end. And said that car went down.
Is all the same guy that you're talking about?
Yeah.
He's a walking cartoon.
I guess so.
When he got married, I've got it somewhere. He was on the front page of the Charleston Gazette, which is a state paper, and showed him a picture, and he and his wife on there, And darn if he didn't tell him that this was his fourth marriage. It was like his second marriage or something. He was a lie on there. It was his fourth marriage, whatever it was. Big picture like that. Like an 8x10 or something like that. And had him just, there was just close up, you know, he and his wife like that. And he just looked like a little possum. And he grinned just like a possum would grin. And right there it was. And he was.
Fourth marriage.
Yeah.
A buddy, the tale I heard him tell about that fiddler one time, I laughed, I about cried. He said that fiddle, no telling how old it was, that it was once owned by Henry VIII. And all these people are trying to get it back, and he had it insured for $100,000. All trying to get it back.
They called him from Rome.
Oh, yes. Phone just rung off of the wall. When we had the festival at the bottom, he told me, he said his phone just rung off of the wall last night. This is a damn last call about 6:30 this morning, West Germany. That's what he told Dr. Meyer over there at Cedar Lakes. I laughed, I about cried. He had had a few drinks, and the good doctor was out there making a big spill about the Dulcimers, you know, and went way back. I said, oh, he said, my damn people were small from Rome, Italy. He said, they played them damn some bitches back in 6 AD. Him and Lee, that was a pair. Lee's daughter told me one time, the old man Lee liked to drink pretty well. And she said she brought him over and she said, I swear I OD'd on Formula 44. they some Lulus from that part of the country. That Lester McCumbers, I can just look at him and get a laugh. You know, he never worked a day in his life, and his boy come down. All they've been on welfare all their life. His boy come down here and took a job down here at this rubber fabricator. Lester just begged him about 20 years old, just begged him not to come down here. He said, now, if you want you start that work, he said, you'll have to work for every bite you eat and as long as you live. And Darrell said Lester told him one time. Lester told him one time, said, you know, he said, I just don't think much of that taking a job. So he said, you're committed.
What was that about you're telling on Lester about he went to the sawmill one morning? Yes.
He's a good sawmill man, but he wouldn't do it. After he got up and got up any age, he wouldn't do it at all. And he was logging.
Lester would.
Yeah. Paul Jett told me this. They all made it up to tell Lester how bad he looked and asked him if he wasn't sick. Said everybody, he'd pass. Said he'd come in with his horse and logs. Paul said, I told him, Lester, do you feel all right this morning? He said, I swear. He said, you look awful bad. Well, he said, no, it's worse than common. Just passed timber cutter, someone, they told him the same thing. Said, boy, you look awful this morning. Said, do you feel bad? Well, he said, I don't feel too good. After a while, he passed one. Said he told him, but boy, Lester, he said, you just look to me like you're sick. Lester fell back on the bank. He said, my heart is a killer. I can go over to Carol Hardway's and have more fun. To, yeah. You know Roy Mollahan. Over there they call him Mollathan. Mollahan.
Yeah,
no. Mollathan, they say it. Instead of Mollahan, it's Mollathan. Old Roy come down. Carol's boy one night over. The old man Roy plays fiddle a little, you know. Carol's boy. Uncle Roy, play one. No, son, I don't want to. Yeah, come on, Uncle Roy. After a while, he'd go back around again. Come on, Uncle Roy, play one. "No, son," he said, "big possums don't stir till after midnight." He talked like he was a heavyweight fisherman. "Big possums don't stir till after midnight."
How about that Indian ate, killed the woodcock? And where's
that's
that
not
play?
Much of a tune.
Where's it playing?
G.
It is.
I one called Indian Killed a Woodcock.
Thank you.
red.
Where'd you get that one?
I don't know. I really don't. Yeah, gee. Watch your grandchildren like hawks.
It's not, you don't have the Tommy watch today, huh?
Take her by the little brown hand.
You want to put that on?
Might as well.
Thank you. checkbook right there.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I think. Feel like you're ready to this? Okay. I hear something running out there. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness.
Pencil and a rubber band?
Could do that, maybe.
We had a capo a while ago. We'll do it.
Oh, I'll away from it. Want to go ahead and lay it down.
It sounds like it sounds good with the banjo, too.
Yeah.
That's good with anything. You clutch.
Should I tune back up and put it on there? I mean, we're going to go ahead and do the record. We need to do it the best we can.
Yeah.
That's pretty good tune.
Yeah.
That has to go back to Civil War days, doesn't it?
Where does that come from?
North Carolina.
It doesn't come from that. What was the fiddler from the Free State? Virginia? They call it the Free State there. Played around Galax a lot.
I don't know. A fiddler?
Yeah. And the Free State Ramblers. You know what I'm talking about? Place up in Virginia they call the Free State.
Give me a D. A-M-E.
We're just now getting started playing.
He's thinking more tunes now. Mm-hmm.
No. I just have to play a while so I can get started on you.
Take
a little test run on it.
All right, just...
I'm dead.
Creeping down. distance?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
Tell them what it is, man.
One call, going to the Free State. I like that movie.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Got something else here, Glenn?
I used to do that thing, but
what is it?
It's some kind of Elijah James.
Liza Jane.
Do them all.
Well, let's drive her on down the road then.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. hippies hunt for that miner.
Got a good fiddle and banjo tune around, Eddie? You got one that'd work good with just fiddle and banjo there?
Man, I like it just like that, don't you? Like?
We got those two a little while ago that were pretty good.
Me and Dwight do a mean Fisher's hornpipe. Don't we? I think. Or did you just look mean?
Big win and deep.
Yeah, let's see.
Must be something else. Yeah, I know there's more here. Fiddler's Choice. Fiddler's Choice.